This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Minnesota Lynx responded from Tuesday's disappointing loss in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup game with a dominating victory over Washington last night in Minneapolis, 92-75. Star player Nafisa Collier poured in a game-high 28 points and says they needed that rebound effort.
Just the way we came out, not losing the game is one thing, but I think the way we lost, we really weren't happy with it. Not the team that we want to be. So we definitely knew that we wanted to come in, and we had lost to this team previously as well. And of course, we lost that home game after that. So we wanted to come in and be the team that we know we can be.
And they were just that. The Lynx improved to 15-2 on the season. That's the best record in the league. They'll host Golden State tomorrow night. The news wasn't as good for the Minnesota Twins. They lost in Miami yesterday 4-1. The offense mustered just 3 runs in the 3-game interleague series, and the Twins lost 2 of the 3 of the set. Manager Rocco Baldelli says he didn't like how his team went about their business in the batter's box yesterday.
There's no way to win at bats if you're not controlling it on a pitch-by-pitch basis. You got to own the strike zone as a hitter and then stack at bats. And we didn't stack at bats on top of each other today. We would have a good at bat and then another good at bat sometime in the future, but we definitely didn't have them back-to-back-to-back.
The Twins are home for the holiday matinee today. They face the Tampa Bay Rays at 3:05 at Target Field. The AAA Saints lost in Gwinnett last night 7-3. The Minnesota United play a 4th of July spectacular tonight at FC Dallas in Texas. Loons head coach Eric Ramsey says they were disappointed in playing to a draw last weekend in New York, and that has them motivated this week.
We've obviously, from my perspective, carried momentum forward at least, and I think at any point that you go on the road, particularly in those circumstances, is a good one. And I suppose training has reflected that. There's a bubbling sense of frustration. We want to go and put it right. But we know we're well on track, and most people will have that as the overwhelming sense that they've got. So difficult circumstances, but a game that we can definitely go and win.
Match time tonight is 7:45. This is MNN Sports.